Hey everyone, we'll get you to the show in a second. Just want to give you the heads up about our latest Red Men Plus special offer. If you want even more Liverpool content in your lives, both in video and podcast forms, simply head to redmenplus.com. And if you sign up as a yearly captain subscriber and use the promo code RACE, R-A-C-E, you'll get 50% off a yearly subscription. So yeah, that'll get you covered for the rest of this amazing season, the search for a new manager, the summer transfer window, and pretty much all of the new manager's first season as well. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly captain subscription, promo code RACE, and get 50% off. I'll see you all over there. Hope you enjoy this podcast that's about to start right now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the post-match podcast and we're here first of all with Paul Machin's match reaction.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. Liverpool are 13 points now ahead of Leicester after the 4-0 win at the King Power Stadium. Liverpool are 14 points ahead of Manchester City. Liverpool have a game in hand of both those teams as well. I have never seen anything like it. That for me was my favourite Liverpool performance of the season. Arguably our best, you know, 1-0. I think the commentator said it right, John Champion. The word is assured. I've never seen Liverpool look this comfortable in their own skin before. And you've got the Liverpool fans there singing, "Now you're going to believe us, champions of the world." And, you know, there's one point in the second half where they're singing that, and it cuts to Trent and he just smirks. And this looks like a team who just, they believe in themselves. They understand their roles perfectly. They understand each other's roles perfectly within the system. And I thought, to a man, they were absolutely outstanding tonight. I thought Jordan Henderson was magnificent again in the six. He orchestrated every in crossfield balls, stretching the play constantly, winning the ball back, keeping it moving. Just a great range of passing throughout. I thought Joe Gomez, once again, absolutely outstanding alongside the ever-imperious Virgil van Dijk. Down the left, Robertson constantly causing problems. Genie Wijnaldum, the midfield's got so much balance with Genie in it. He provides so much. He's never the flashiest or the showiest. You know, maybe he doesn't play, he's the guy playing the killer balls or having the, you know, great shots on goal or whatever, but he just helps everything work for us. I thought Naby Keita was really, really good as well in the middle of the park because, look, he's a lad who, look, he's not settled. He's not played tons of consecutive games for the Reds at all, but he doesn't look out of place in any way, shape or form. He looks so comfortable, he looks so composed. There's times when he's just gliding past Leicester's men for fun. And bear in mind, you know, they basically played 4-5-1. They tried to put a lot of men between us and the goal, and the amount of times that we just waltz through them, particularly Naby Keita, great, great, great. The front three, yeah, you know, Mane, I think, should score a couple of goals. That's the probably one. You know, if I was giving player ratings, I think I'd be giving pretty much 10s all round, with the exception of Sadio Mane and maybe Salah. But, you know, Mane, for not sticking the chances away, you know, you'd be knocking a slight mark off or whatever. But again, really good performance. Roberto Firmino, a fortnight ago, I was going, look, he's tired, he needs a rest, it's not really working for him, we maybe need to look at rotating, etc, etc, etc. We've announced the Minamino signing, I wonder whether that's a factor, but also I wonder whether we're doing some work with him on the training ground. Just getting him to be between the frame of the goal a little bit more, or at least between the, you know, the width of the 6-yard box, because he just looks so much more dangerous. And this, look, his first goal is a... You know, if a target man scores that, you're talking about, like, you know, rising like a fresh salmon out of water. Harry Kane scores that, it's a fantastic Harry Kane goal. The second one is just the touch, because Trent pings that across. Phenomenal touch, amazing finish. Bobby Firmino, what's not to like about him? The only criticism was that he wasn't scoring enough goals, and what's that, 3-3? Oh, sorry, 4-3 now for him. He's just, I love him. I love him to bit. And I want to talk most in depth about Trent Alexander-Arnold, because was he 21? Oh my God. He's not even going to been at his peak for another like 4 years, if that. He's incredible. There's a good chance that in the next couple of years he's our best player. And there's a good chance that he's the best player in the world, because, you know, the only thing I think will come, and we saw it tonight, I've been saying this for ages, Trent's going to start scoring goals at some point, and then there's going to be no doubt that he's the best right-back in world football. I think on Transfermarkt he's actually rated as the most valuable right-back in world football at the moment, no doubt in my mind about that. But in terms of his output, in terms of his class, his skill, his commitment, you know, people can still talk about his defensive prowess. His defensive covering was outstanding as well. There's one moment, he has one little sticky moment toward the back end of the game when it's won. But other than that, just mercurially talented. One of the cleanest, purest strikers of football we've had in a long time. Shades of Steven Gerrard in the way that he's just so good. He's so good. And he's basically a young lad. He's basically a young whippersnapper. He's got so much football in his legs yet. So many, he could be right up there with the record appearance holders for Liverpool. He could be right up there with the most decorated of silverware Liverpool players of all time by the time he finishes his career. Wow. He is absolutely world class, without a shadow of a doubt. And the thing is, for the rest of the world, he's only going to get better. And on top of that, he's a Scouser. He's the Scouser in our team. I couldn't love him more if I tried. He's brilliant. He's a brilliant, brilliant footballer. It was a magnificent performance. You know what? 2.5 assists and scores the goal. The goal was inevitable. And again, I can see a world in the next couple of seasons. Trent Alexander-Arnold could legitimately be a fullback who gets 18 to 20 assists a season and 10 goals from right back, and there's people who want him to play centre mid. Yeah, that'll come, but maybe never, ever, ever if he's that good in that position. Who's asked? Who's asked what position he plays when he's got that kind of output? Listen, sorry, we're not doing more content. I'm ill, really ill at the moment. I've just had to jettison my Boxing Day plans. We're going to be back on the Redmen TV. We're going back in on the 28th. There's going to be a final word for this show. There's going to be build-up to the Wolves game, and then obviously we'll be at the Wolves game as well, and the whole of the raft of content. But if you haven't watched the Madrid Fan Park documentary, it is phenomenal. If you need something to round off your Christmas period, go and watch the Madrid Fan Park doc. We've got a quiz of the decade coming up in the next couple of days, and we've got Team of the Decade stuff coming up as well between now and New Year. So make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hope you've had a fantastic Christmas. I have. What a performance by the Reds. As I say, probably my favourite of the season so far. And Liverpool sitting pretty at the top of the Premier League. Up there, it was top of the tree, basically up there.
And then it's my player ratings. Just the two tonight. No instant match reaction. But please do enjoy this 10-minute player ratings.
Hello, welcome to Redmen TV. I'm going to try that one again. Please tell me, don't be doing that, HK. Is the sound this time? You've got to tell me, because I can't talk for another 8 minutes. That was some of my best work, that. Liverpool have gone and beaten Leicester by 4-0. So I did a match action. As I say, it was some of my best work. In fact, it was glorious. It was the best video that I've ever done in my entire life. Please, someone, will you just tell me there's no sounds? Right. Please, stop saying no sounds. No, it's not funny. All right, okay, there we go. I'm just going to go for it. If I have to do this, I might have to. There is sounds. Right, brilliant. Oh, you're just having me off here. There's so many people saying no sound. I hate every single one of you. There's just no need to do this to me, you shower of bastards. Fair play, well played. I'd probably do the same. I'll doff the old cap to you. So Liverpool beat Leicester by 4-0. We were absolutely superb. I can't wait to get into the studio and talk about this one in more depth and detail. But we are top of the table. We're world champions. We're the European champions. And it looks to me like, we're the best side in the country by a country mile. Although, what is a country mile? They said it before the game, and I was like, what is a country mile? Seriously? Are you having a it's like a baker's dozen. Is there just a longer mile somewhere that I don't know about? In the country, did you just call miles longer? What's that about? Anyway, I've gone slightly off topic. I wasn't supposed to talk about country miles, but here I am, because it annoys me. I was not at the Bear Keller, Philip. So we're the best side in the country by a mile, a normal mile. All I can see is there's no sound. Stop it, no sound. Stop it. You stop it. And there's no stopping us right now. We're dominating teams. You know, we played the side that was second in the country. And stop it. You fucking bastards. I'll turn comments off in a minute. Oh my God, I'm going to have to turn comments off in a minute. Right. Jesus Christ, there's so many comments about it as well. It's almost impossible. Look, we played the second best side in the country as stands, and we battered them by 4-0. You know, the commentators said, John Champion and Ali McLeish and all that, they were saying, like, oh, Leicester only conceded 5 at home. Mate, we've just scored 4 past yet. And not only that, we've in the process, we've made our defence the best defence in the country once again. You know, now that Leicester have conceded 18, we've conceded 14. Yes, we've played less games than them, but we are here, and the way the ones are attacking, I've just gone, I'm not having this, that Leicester's got a better defence than you. What we'll do is, right, we'll just score loads of goals past yet. And then we'll have the best defence in the league. So now we've got the second best attack in the league. By the way, it's the best attack in the league. And we've got the best defence in the league. And we're the best side in the league. And we're the best side in the world. We're the best side in the planet. We're going to have to be going somewhere else to be winning games against somewhere else, because we're just being ridiculous right now. You know, we just dominated them from start to finish. You know, there was maybe a 5-10 minute spell, something like that, where they had a little bit of the ball. But realistically, they had nothing. They had nothing all day. They didn't have a shot in the first half. They got a little bit of joy second half. We had that goal. Brilliant ball by Tent. Bobby sticks in the back of the net with a header. 1-0. And then... oh, no. Stop it, will you? And then, obviously, the second goal, Milner comes on, takes a penalty, dinks the penalty, because that's what he does for penalties. He doesn't do that for penalties, but he did that for penalties. And then we obviously get the third goal, where Tent gets another, his third, he makes 4 involvements in the goal, doesn't he? Because he obviously wins the penalty after his corner. And then he whips that ball in for Bobby Firmino. Bobby Firmino, top bin, absolutely sexy as fuck, no messing around, straight. Had Kasper Schmeichel's pants down there and just started slapping him with it, if you know what I mean. And then the fourth goal where he hits it himself. I mean, he does everything, doesn't he? He flicks, he's got tricks, he chips, he drives the ball, he bends the ball, he fades the ball, he draws the ball, chips the ball. Yeah, you know, he can do absolutely everything. Absolutely unbelievable footballer, maybe the greatest footballer that has ever lived, bar none, and he's a 21-year-old right back. So... Right, I'm getting really worried about this being sound or no sound now. Oh man, really, like, please, just someone just say, Chris, there really is sound. There is sound, thank you very much, Stevie G. So I'm going to do player ratings. Alisson gets a 6 because he did absolutely nothing. Trent Alexander-Arnold gets a 10, no doubt about it. I mean, just... There is just no doubt. You've just had me off tonight, haven't you? Yeah, you've enjoyed your Christmas. You've enjoyed the little playing around there and just completely had me off. All of you, I hate you all, you boss stewards. Trent Alexander-Arnold, best player I've ever seen in my life. Greatest footballer that's ever lived. Pele had nothing on him. 10 out of 10 for him. Best team in the universe is Daniel M. He's absolutely right. Centre half, Joe Gomez, Virgil van Dijk dealt with Jamie Vardy so well. They both have so much speed and they were just glorious to watch tonight. And we had them off and we had him on toast and we spread him all over that like butter. He was spread so thin across our back line and we were brilliant, weren't we, to be honest with you? So Joe Gomez getting a 9 out of 10. Trent Alexander-Arnold, Virgil van Dijk's getting a 9 out of 10. Andy Robertson's got to get a 10 out of 10. Up, down, left, right, you name it. He did it, he tackled it, he saw it, he kicked it. He was absolutely flipping superb as well. And then into the midfield, I thought they were brilliant. I thought Jordan Henderson was superb. I thought Naby Keita was brilliant during that first half especially. I thought Gini Wijnaldum was so good at winning the ball back for us. And obviously looked like a little bit of a bump, something like that, because he put the ice pack on him, which was... obviously better than it being a muscular injury or something like that. So hopefully there's nothing too much there. So I'll give Endo a 9 out of 10. I'll give Naby a 9 out of 10 as well. You know, that run where he takes it from the halfway line, plays that little 1-2 with Mane and then drives into the box. Probably should have got a shot off, something like that. Absolutely just superb. And Genie, I'm going to give Genie a 10 out of 10 because I think it's probably one of the underrated performances, if you can have an underrated performance in a 4-0. I just thought he just won the ball back so often for us that Leicester just didn't know what to do with him tonight. So yeah, 10 out of 10 for Genie as well. And then the front three, Mo Salah probably an 8, 9 out of 10, something like that. You know, just the effort, the strength that he shows, the endeavour to just keep on going time after time after time again. Sadio Mane probably an 8, 9 out of 10, something like that again. And Bobby Firmino, 10 out of 10. James Milner, probably an 8 out of 10, something like that. David Carrigue, I thought was really good when he came on as well, probably an 8 out of 10. And Adam Lallana was neat and tidy, maybe a 7, 8 out of 10, something like that when he came on. The only other thing that I'd like to talk about really, because I spoke about it in my first video, and it was, you know, the greatest video that I've ever made. Obviously, it wasn't, because, you know, after 10 years of doing this shit, I'm still shit at it. And I just managed to do it with no sound. Great. Good times I had. So the only other thing I wanted to talk to everybody else about is the fact that John Champion and Ali McLeish are so good. They're my favourite commentary pairing. Actually, I love Peter Drury, but those two as a pair, and I just think are brilliant, because I just love John Champion. I think he's absolutely fantastic. Obviously, I think it was him that did all the Pro Evolution Soccer games, so all the Pro Evo games. I love that. Ali McLeish, I just think he's dead knowledgeable. I just think he's absolutely brilliant. He just tells it how he sees it, which is absolutely fantastic. And we broke them, because there was at one point during that game where they were actually talking about a King of England that got dug up in a car park in 2012 who died on the battlefield or something like that. And I was just like, Liverpool are so good that we've just broken the commentary team. There was no need for them to be talking about this for 2 minutes while we're on the attack. But we've confounded and confused them so much that we've broken them, and that's what we did. And the only other thing that I would have a little bit of a go at about Ali McLeish is it's not Adam. You don't have to sound every single letter of Adam out. It's arm, mate. It's just fine. You don't need to do phonics like a 3-year-old. It's not Adam. But again, I'm off topic. I probably shouldn't be talking about this, but I am talking about this. So up the fucking world champions, up the European champions, and up the greatest football team in the world, Liverpool Football Club. If you like the video, smash that like button. Smash that like button now. Subscribe to Redmen TV. Thank you as well. I've not said thank you to everybody. You know, we broke 400,000 subscribers over the last few days. Just unbelievable. 10 years on YouTube. I can't believe we've got to this point. Yeah, it's mad. And I can't believe we've got to this point when there's idiots like me who work on this channel who can't put a video out with sound.
There you go. If you enjoyed that, give it a 5-star rating on whatever it is. Share it. Don't forget to like it. Whatever. Just do everything. The Reds are top of the league. It's Christmas time. I hope you've all had a great Christmas. I know it's just been made even better. See you soon. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.